This is Don Daugherty interviewing Miss. Can you set your name for the record?
Latricia Pritchard.
At Madison Senior High School, February the 27th. The 27th.
2023.
Okay. I hope you're feeling nice, Miss Pritchard. Can you tell me a little about how diverse was Madison?
Okay, when I came here, which I was in the ninth grade, I started here May. No, I didn't. It was August of 1966, a ninth grader. And it was pretty much 85% white, 15% black, maybe 80% white, 5% Hispanic, 15% black. I am from a graduating class of 149 students from Madison High School on May the 26th, 1970. Oh, wow. And it was doing some trying times because, you know, in the 60s, a lot of racial tension. Martin Luther King was assassinated in my junior year. I was in my sociology class. And my sociology teacher came in, which he was a white man, and he felt that all the blacks should have been out of the building because Martin Luther King had gotten killed. However, my mother always instilled in me and my brothers, I'm sending you for an education. I didn't move. And I think it was about four or five more other students that did not leave. But we had pretty much, it was pretty good, you know. In the 60s, we had, as I said, it was a lot of racial tension back and forth. We had open lunch at that time. We had an hour for lunch. There were places nearby that did not allow blacks in there. We had a place right across the street here that did not allow any blacks to come. It was a little confectionery. They had a little pool table, dartboard, and they sold like hamburgers or whatnot. But blacks still could not go in there. We were bused from across the track. However, I thank God that, you know, there was nothing seriously done to any student. However, we had a lot of dismissals. Then we had a 7-foot fence put here. I think that was my senior year, which they closed off where we did not have an open campus lunch. We could not leave the building. They put that up in 69-70 school year. So my senior year, we were not allowed to leave the campus. However, we brought our lunches. Well, and the lunches were pretty decent back then. Pretty decent. So that's pretty much, you know, on that part with the issue of the racial and the number of students we had far as diverse, black, white, Hispanic.
Okay, nice to know about diversity in Madison back then. Prior to the year 2000, what were some of the hotspots that may or may not be around anymore?
2000, whoo, 23 years ago. As I said, I'm 71 years old now. That are not around anymore. Like, what hotspots? What do you mean?
Places that were like, we would like blow off steam, go to have some fun, you know, stuff like that, make nature. If there was like, you know, you said the confectionery.
We couldn't, you know, well.
We, you know, you couldn't, but couldn't, I mean, things
but
of that
But now
nature.
That some of the hotspots is not around anymore.
They can be around just before 2000.
Okay.
Anything before 2000.
That'll scale here. Dairy Queen. We had a Dairy Queen ice cream shop. I mean, I'm not understanding what you're asking me.
So let's say after, you know, you
got after all of this racial tension, like, and not being allowed to go in because of your color of your skin.
Like, you know, after, let's say you had a long day at school.
Okay.
You and your friends would go somewhere. After school, like after like a long day or something, where would you go?
Yeah, I left here in 1970. So we would probably go to like Dairy Queen, which was right there on McCambridge. ice cream shop, you know. We had recreational centers. I was a homebody, I'm sorry to say,
okay.
You know.
It's okay. No, attractions
and
count
then,
too.
No, but what I did, I worked my years of high school, starting with my junior year. So I didn't really go many places, and the kids just kind of hung out. They did their sports, and there were more sports because when I was in high school, we didn't have any girls' sports. We had GAA, which it was just kind of meeting together, but we didn't have basketball, track, or anything. So then the kids, they had tennis, they had soccer, they had golf back in 2000. But it was really nice.
It's nice to know.
Okay.
So what's your history with the city and county of Madison?
What is my...
Like, you know, history?
My history.
Like, do you have any roots here, you know, history, lineage?
Well, my family moved here. I started school here, of course, you know. It was in the late 50s. We moved in Madison in 1959 on Market Street. That's basically all. My father worked as at the Cry and the what was that other place? It's like a Cry Packing Company, which they slaughtered the hogs and stuff. It was down in East St. Louis. My mom, she worked. She was a cook for two different places here. Two big construction companies. One was AHC Bowling Company, which was in Granite City. And then later after they went out of business, it was another company, which was C.D. Peters Construction Company. I did not have any, my parents didn't work for the school system. However, they were active. My mother was when I was younger in school with PTA and whatnot, and you know, supporting that. I myself ran for a precinct committee woman back in the 80s. However, I came up short a little bit, and then I decided I'm not getting back into any politics anymore. It got kind of ugly. But that's basically it. I have two sons. And they also graduated from Madison High School. And it just so happened it's on the same day. May the 26th, I had one to graduate in 1989. May the 26th, I had one to graduate in 95. And but I've been here since 73, seen a lot of exciting things. But that's basically it. Because as I told you, I'm writing a book, and it's just so much I can give you.
I hear you. What do you want to take all your content away? So, next question. If you could give me a quick rundown about the people, city, and county as if I was a tourist, what would you might say?
I didn't understand you. What did you say?
If you can give me a quick rundown about the people, city, and county as if I was a tourist, what might you say?
The sitting in the county?
Like city.
The city, the mayor, and whatnot.
The people. All
of it. Oh, okay. It's pretty decent. I've had my pros and cons personally about it. However, but if I was a tourist or had a tourist to tell about it, I just would tell them that it's a friendly place. It's a place that they may want to consider to move in. But the mayor, which I know personally way back, matter of fact, he was the one that suggested that I run for a precinct committee woman back in the 80s. Everybody is like really friendly for as, you know, everybody knows everybody here, you know, with a population of under 5,000 people in Madison and under 2,000 in Venice. Because, you know, we are all connected here. It's just the railroad track that divides us. But, however, there is some parts of places across the track that are called Madison, too. But we don't have a lot to offer, but a lot of love and support. We are supportive neighbors here.
Okay, nice to know. I would consider checking it out if I was a tourist. So, growing up and going to school in Madison, what influenced you the most?
What do you mean by going to school here in Madison?
You know, when you were going through school, you know, growing up, what influenced you?
You know what? It was just the people, the kids. It's because I basically went to school with all blacks until after the eighth grade when I came to the high school. And but it was really, really, really nice. And it was very interesting, you know, to learn about the different cultures and how they lived and their little, you know, we would get in discussion sometime, what did you have for dinner, this and that. I would say black eyed peas, neck bone, whatever, and they go like, huh? But I was just influenced by it. And then back then, far as educational wise, we were well equipped. I think we had probably 5 different languages here. However, now we only have the one, which is Spanish. But one thing we didn't have were a lot of black teachers here. So I didn't get a lot of talking about black history at that time, you know. We got history because we had to have history. But we didn't get into the deep black history program, you know. But, like I said, I have a whole lot. But that's it.
I'll take it. Thank you.
Okay, bless your heart.
It was so nice for you to make time in your busy schedule to come speak with me.
Well, bless your heart,
this was
too.
Don Daugherty and Miss
Pritchard.
Miss Pritchard.
Okay.
Thank you. Signing out.